Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Money Girl, a podcast that helps you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. I'm Laura Adams, a personal finance expert, speaker, spokesperson, and award-winning author. I think today's show will help you no matter what age or stage you are in life. You know, we're all at different stages in our financial lives. Maybe you're a new graduate just starting your career. Maybe you're just getting back on your feet financially after going through some kind of hardship. Or maybe you've got decades of great financial experience behind you, but now you're finally ready to go all in with some new financial goals. And I'd say even if you're in good shape financially right now, anything you can do to improve is a boon. Having more financial security increases your options, gives you more peace of mind, and it helps you get closer to accomplishing all of your financial goals. So in this podcast, I'll give you 3 simple actions to take right now to improve your personal finances. As always, you'll find the show notes with more resources on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Look for episode number 464 called 3 Simple Actions to Improve Your Personal Finances. And that's also where you'll find the full archive of shows that predate what's available in iTunes or other podcast aggregators where you may only see a limited number of shows. At the beginning of most podcasts, I tell you what my mission is, which is to help you live rich. Doing that successfully requires a real balance between managing your money for the present and for your future. So the first simple action that I'm going to recommend you take, which can be absolutely life-changing, is to get in touch with your future self. The reason I recommend this is because one of the reasons the majority of Americans are woefully unprepared for retirement is because we have trouble visualizing the future. We forget how quickly time passes. We underestimate how much small decisions and everyday actions impact our finances decades from now. We don't identify with the older person we will become one day. And that's a problem. To get in the right frame of mind to feel more in touch with your future self, you can do some different things. One really kind of fun thing to do is use an app that ages your face, like Aging Booth or Face Retirement. It's a little scary to see what you look like 20, 40, 60 years from now, but it really does help you imagine being decades older. There was an interesting behavioral study done that put test subjects in an aging simulation where they could interact with their virtual future selves, and then they had to answer questions about money. Not surprisingly, the participants who felt more in touch with their future selves were willing to save more for retirement. When you can't link your present self and your future self as being the same person, you end up making decisions about the future as if your future self were actually another person. Likewise, when you feel connected with an older version of you, saving is easier because you're setting aside money to help yourself, not giving it to a stranger or someone you don't believe will truly exist one day. So connect with your future self by imagining that you're retired and you can no longer work. What would an older, wiser version of you say to you Would he or she be happy and financially comfortable because you invested for retirement on a regular basis? Or would he or she be kind of angry with you because they're struggling to make ends meet? If you realize that you need to make important changes in your life and finances, the good news is that you still have plenty of time to change your future. And if you're not sure how much you need to save to achieve your retirement goals to make that future self happy, check out the AARP Retirement Calculator. It's one of my favorite tools to make sure your finances are on track. And of course, I'll have a link to that calculator in the notes for this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. The reason I like this calculator is because you answer a series of pretty simple questions, and it just simply shows you how you're going to fare in the future. You can see where your shortfalls are, and then you can adjust the results by changing variables like the age you want to retire or the amount of income you want to receive when you retire. So I encourage you to do whatever speaks to you in terms of getting in touch with your future self. You know, maybe it's just imagining what it would be like. Maybe it's using an aging app or taking a look at a retirement calculator. That will really help you understand where you need to be with your savings and if you're on track for retirement. Okay, action number two, create a don't do list. Most people keep some kind of running to-do list that they want to complete. Well, a don't-do list can be just as powerful. It's a list of everything you should stop doing because it takes up too much time, energy, or money. For instance, you could focus on some specific anti-actions, like don't buy anything that costs $100 before a 48-hour waiting period, or don't buy a new car before you really need it, or don't spend so much time playing video games. Some of my favorite don't do's are more philosophical ideas, like don't compare your financial situation to others, don't take your ability to earn an income for granted, and don't be too busy to connect with your family and friends. Come up with a few ideas or concepts that you need to stop doing in order to make progress and improve your financial life. You might add them to the top of your to-do list and highlight or circle them so they stand out. A previous podcast that might help you is episode number 414 called A Blueprint to Prioritize Your Personal Finances. That show is a great guideline to help you understand where to prioritize your money management.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Okay, so action item number one was get in touch with your future self. Number two, create a don't-do list. And now action number three, get started on an important task you've put off. There are probably several things that you've been putting off when it comes to your personal finances. They've likely been on your mind for a while, or even causing you a lot of stress. So I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. I find that the longer I put something off, the easier it is to continue procrastinating. Maybe you've been meaning to open up an IRA, check your free credit report, shop your insurance, create a last will, or make a list of debts to prioritize. Don't get overwhelmed. Just choose one important task. There's so much power in making yourself follow through on that one task. I won't even ask you to complete it. Just get started. You know the saying, well begun is half done? It's so true. Making the first move to begin something is truly the hardest part. But once you're in motion and have begun, it's so much easier to stop procrastinating and complete the task, whatever it is. Every year, my husband and I like to update our personal financial statement, or PFS. It's a simple spreadsheet that lists our assets and liabilities. The formulas subtract what we owe from what we own, and it recalculates our net worth. And by the way, if you're interested in creating your own PFS, I cover it in detail in my book called Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. It's a great document to have. And so this year, I kept putting it off and putting it off until we finally completed it last week. I just had to remind myself how important it is to monitor your net worth, and I scheduled time for it on my calendar. What you've been putting off will probably take less time than you anticipate. That's typically what I find. And you'll feel so much better and relieved to have the task behind you. Remember that if a task is not on your calendar, it likely won't get done. So block off time today, even if it's just 15 minutes, to make a tiny move forward to improve your personal finances. And if you're interested in a little bit more motivation on this topic, you might be interested in podcast number 432 called Six Essential Habits of Financially Healthy People. So that's it for today. A quick review. Action item number one, get in touch with your future self. Action item number two, create a don't do list. And action item number three, get started on an important task you've put off. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to share it and also subscribe so you automatically get every new episode the moment it's released. It's free to subscribe on any app of your choice, like iTunes or Stitcher. And if you're on Android, there are some other apps that you may be interested in. Podcast Addict or Beyond Pod are two that are really popular. And Money Girl is also on the Spotify mobile app. To keep the money conversation going with a terrific community, join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text the word dollars, that's D-O-L-L-A-R-S, to the number 33444. I hope to see you in the group. You can also visit lauradadams.com to email me your money question or visit my recommended tools page. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.